What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. What's up, crew? Everybody that is listening, I first want to hop on and just say thank you to whoever is listening. Your guys' support means the absolute world to me. And I just encourage you, if something touches you in these podcasts or impacts you or whatever, reach out to me and let me know and we can have a conversation. I love to hear from you guys and share these with people who need them. So post screenshots on your Instagram stories, Facebook, whatever it looks like, because without you guys, this podcast is not going to grow. And I just appreciate all of the support and love that you already give me. So, excuse me, I have a shake right now and I put fresh fruit in it, so I can feel a cherry hitting my throat. Yo, when I tell you this podcast is just real, it's real. Like, I'm not even going to edit that out. But so this week's episode is a little different. Usually I have someone on to record with and interview. And this week it's just me. Well, not just me. It's me. And I'm super excited to just share what's on my heart. And I hopped on right when I thought of this episode. So we just go for it, and it's raw, real, and the end goal is empowering. So, yeah, I didn't do someone this week because, one, I didn't have anybody scheduled, and two, this week and last week has been very hectic and crazy and emotional. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to record it myself, and that is great. So here we are. So something interesting that I've been doing is I have been taking time, and not every single day because I'm building a new habit and I get to be better at it, but taking time, 15 minutes for me personally, and I will turn my phone on silent. I will not have any music playing, and most of the time I'll just lay literally in the middle of my living room, and it sounds really weird, but it just gives me a moment to not have any distractions, to let my thoughts rest almost, because my mind is always, always, always going and turning and thinking, and that can be very exhausting. So I just lay there, and half the time I literally will take a mini 15-minute nap to just rejuvenate, and then I go about my day. So I also use that time to just reflect on what I'm learning, as well as, you know, I think of new ideas. I try to just like not think a ton because I'm trying to rest my mind, but it's kind of inevitable. I just think a lot. So as I was laying there, just a little bit ago, I was thinking about everything that's going on right now. And, you know, not gonna lie, like the past couple of days have been very emotional and frustrating for me. And, you know, this naturally comes with entrepreneurship. If anybody who is listening is an entrepreneur, then you can relate. There's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs, there's a lot of good times, there's a lot of rough times. And I was just laying there and I was reflecting on all of this and, you know, what my next steps are and, you know, what this last week has taught me. And the one thing that just kept coming back to my mind was remember who you are. And I was like, wow, that's powerful. Okay. So when I think of who I am And when I come back to who I am, when I'm not focused on what so-and-so is doing or comparing myself to other people and just really remembering who I am and all of my qualities as a person and what I bring to the table and my value, because I do have all of those things, it's really refreshing because I'm not focused on comparing myself to other people and comparing my journey to theirs, because they are their own person too. You know what I mean? And if we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people, we most of the time will miss out on who we are and what our purpose is and our journey. And we won't see our journey as beautiful, but we'll see it as frustrating and negative and unfulfilling and all of these things, when in reality, it's our journey and we need to remember who we are. Okay, do not compare your beginning to someone else's middle. Do not compare your middle to someone else's, you know, end. Like, people are where they are because they are who they are. And sometimes we are where we are for a reason. Okay, so when I think about who I am and I remember who I am, first of all, I'm very religious, so I am a child of God. If you're not religious, that's fine. I stick to my truth, and this is who I am, and I'm real, so this is what it is. But I am a child of God, which immediately puts an immense amount of value on me and is very humbling, okay? When I remember that it is greater than me and what I am doing and my purpose is greater than me, that's a very, very powerful moment, all right? And then number two, I remember that I am capable, I am worthy, I am gifted, I have purpose, I am loving, I am kind, I am beautiful, I am strong. Like, all of these affirmations that we so often just put under the rug because we're too busy focusing on someone else's journey, and we forget who we are and what we have and what our value is. And we put those things under the rug and then we don't think about them, right? Until we lift the rug and we see all the things, right? Like, you can only hide it for so long. Like, have you ever, like, remember when you're a child and your mom or dad tells you, like, you need to go clean your room? Right? How awful that was. And then you, like, hide toys under places where you don't think that they'll be seen, because for some reason that takes less energy than just putting them away, right? And we just hide them. But once you lift that object off of the hidden objects, they're still there, right? So once we uncover, essentially, once we take off the rug of comparison, we toss that to the side, we recognize that our gifts and our abilities and everything is still there. And do not take that lightly. You have to own what you have and recognize that everything that you do have is beautiful. And your value and your purpose and your gifts and your abilities are there for a reason. And they might not be the same as someone else's, but that's fine, because someone else needs theirs for their journey and their purpose. And you need yours for yours. So I was thinking of an analogy. I'm a very visual person. Okay. So thinking of an analogy, and you come to three paths. All right. And you're standing there and you're wondering which one to take. You have the rainforest, right? So tons of lush greens and poisonous animals and just rough terrain in general. Okay. And then you have a dirt road that has tons of stones and, you know, just very dirty and winding and rough as well. And then you have a beach, okay? And you have sand, and you know, there's some rough terrain, but for the most part, it's pretty solid, and you're not going to struggle a ton, but you will struggle because there's going to be resistance and stuff like that, right? And you look down at your feet and what you're wearing, and you have flip-flops on, a tank top, some shorts, a sun hat, and some sunglasses. Which path logically would make sense to take? The beach, of course, right? You are equipped with the clothing for the beach, right? I'm not about to walk in the Amazon rainforest with flip-flops on and shorts. I'm not about to walk on a dirt road with flip-flops on and let my feet get all dirty. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So now take that in perspective of you trying to go tackle the rainforest in that gear and what you're wearing. You're not prepared. You're not equipped for that path. So why do we not stay on our path? Why are we so keen on going into the rainforest when that's not where we're supposed to be? That's not where we're armored to be. All right? And I give you that visual because I think of it as, you know, what you're wearing essentially in this visual is what you've been given as gifts, abilities, everything like that. And then that path is your purpose and where you're supposed to be going. So if you're not equipped, aka if you're not someone else, why are you trying to walk their path? It doesn't seem logical when I put it in the visualization terms, but in life we do it every single day. We are so caught up in trying to walk someone else's path that we don't realize that that's not our path. And we miss out on what we're supposed to be doing. So that's why I titled this episode, Remember Who You Are. Not remember who society says you should be. Not remember who you think you should be. Remember who you are. Because that is beautiful. So why are we shoving it under the rug? Why are we overlooking it? Why are we trying to walk a different path? Why are we not just remembering who we are? And the terrain is not always going to be smooth. There's going to be times where you come across something where you feel like you are not equipped to handle. But that's when we have to realize that many times when we don't feel like we're equipped, it's because we also don't believe in us and we don't believe in who we are. And we don't believe that we have been given a purpose, and we don't believe that we have the gifts and capabilities and abilities in general to overcome that obstacle. When in reality, we do if we just stay our path. And it's not always going to be clear what we're supposed to be doing, okay? I'm not saying that it's all just laid out in front of you and you know exactly which way you're supposed to go. But if you're constantly self-reflecting and self-aware and recognizing and capitalizing on your gifts and abilities and what ignites your fuel and your passion and, you know, just honing in on who you are and remembering who you are, then it becomes a little bit more clear as you go, right? So the whole purpose of this episode is to kind of do a self-check and say, are you remembering who you are? Or are you focusing on who you aren't and who someone else is and their journey? Because if you're focusing on someone else's journey and you're thinking of all the things that you aren't, I'm going to need you to come back and remember who you are and step into your purpose and use your gifts and abilities to impact the world and see your process and your journey as beautiful and overcome the obstacles because you know you are capable. We can't pitch our tent in the valley. And when we focus on other people's journeys and what we aren't, that's exactly what we do. We just camp out in a valley because we feel like we aren't enough. When in reality we are, we just have to pick up our tent and we have to go towards the mountain and take it one step at a time and climb the mountain. And sometimes you're going to feel like you fall off, and that's okay. Because we get back up and we keep on climbing. So that really was what was on my heart as I went through my week and as I reflect. And I had to just remember who I was and all the amazing things that I am. And the amazing woman that God made me to be, and know that I have a purpose, and sometimes it just doesn't make sense in the moment, but eventually it will. And I get to keep working on my gifts, and I get to keep using them, and I get to keep growing and keep remembering who I am and being content with that because I am enough. And keeping my head forward, not looking left to right to see what everybody else is doing, but saying, this is who I am. This is what I get to do. And this is my purpose. And I will continue to walk forward. And I might need to stop and take a break sometimes, but I'm just going to refuel and refresh and keep going. And I'm going to celebrate other people along the way. But I'm not going to try to live out their journey because that is not my purpose. So just remember, as you go throughout your week and your day and life in general, remember who you are. Remember who you, insert name here, are. Because you are enough. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Don't forget to reach out if something spoke to you in here. I'd love to connect and talk. Please share the podcast. That's how we're going to grow this thing and impact people. And remember that real is empowering. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast, and stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W underscore work, W-E-R-K, just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow, and there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.